Joe Crack the Dawn.
Here on the DDC on this Friday morning, Darren McFarland and Derek Mason with you. Our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York certified comfort expert company. Schedule now at springhillac.com. A little rain off and on here in Nashville today, but we'll try to keep some sunshine in your life. We're going to cover a lot of ground here today, and let's start by talking with Liberty head coach Hugh Freeze. He is on the line with us. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Sure. Thanks so much for joining us. It was a week ago today when the Titans moved up a couple of spots and they selected your former quarterback in the third round. So we're dying to know a little bit more about what we have in Malik Willis. Of course, there was so much talk about him coming into the draft, so much talk all season about him. So you know best, so the floor is yours.
Well, first, I think you're getting an incredible human being that's going to the Nashville community is going to fall in love with, whether it's him making everyone around him feel like they're important, him giving back to the community through his community service thoughts. He's very active in that. I just think he's one of the most unique, humble, yet most talented kids I've ever coached. And it's a rare combination to have that. And that's why he was so revered here by all of our people and everyone that has met him. And so I think first and foremost, you're getting, you know, an incredible person that obviously is not perfect. None of us are, but he's pretty dang special, and everyone that comes in contact and will experience that. And then I think it translates into the locker room. The people are going to want to play with him and be with him and be around him. And he truly, genuinely seems to be more excited for teammates that do well than when he does well. And it just comes across so genuine. And so, and whether you tell him he's the starting quarterback or, hey, you're not ready yet and you're second team, third team, whatever, his response will be the same. Great, how do I help the team? And so that's the type of person he is. And so I think it's going to be someone that everyone is thrilled to have in the city of Nashville.
I'm sure as a longtime coach like yourself, you watch how players handle adversity, right? We all have to handle adversity in life,
yeah.
Even at a young age. He's had to handle adversity. Things have not gone his way. He wasn't a five-star recruit, and everybody was beating down his door. Hey, come play for us. So he had to deal with that adversity. He went to Auburn, didn't work out there, had to face adversity, ended up eventually at Liberty, and now everybody was like, oh, he's a first-round pick, he's a first-round pick, and he slides to the third round, and now he's got to deal with adversity again. You know, again, his makeup better than us. How do you think he will handle yet again more adversity in his life?
Here's what I think he would say to you in regards to the things you just mentioned, and mm-hmm. I agree with you. He would say, man, this ain't adversity. I'm getting to play in the NFL. that's really his response, and it's really the truth. And I've tried to model that for him through this whole process. Is, man, listen, NFL draft day one is just one day. It has nothing to do with the determination of your career. Yes, it was disappointing, and he was disappointing that night that only one quarterback went in the first round, and certainly it provided some anxious moments. He's real. He gets that, but, boy, he bounces back so fast, and it's like, you know, this really is not adversity. Adversity is, man, when you're facing health issues or tragedy in life or sometimes we make mistakes that cause our own adversity. This was not that way, and it's just he has taken it in stride. And truthfully, it may be better that he landed where he landed. You know, he believes that God has a plan for him, and man, there's a lot of good places to live, and I can't think of many better than Nashville. And the Titans are pretty dang good right now. So I don't think he would even view that as adversity. And so I think that's another great quality he has.
Speaking with Liberty head football coach Hugh Freeze on the line with us. So I doing this for a long time, and obviously I would never name names, but it does happen. I've seen it happen. Sometimes people, you know, in doing goodwill, they just kind of show up when the cameras are there so they can get caught on camera doing something nice for somebody. And then when the cameras go off, they disappear. Like I said, I would never name names, but I have seen that over the years. So I know it happens. I have to believe with what you've already said in this short amount of time, Malik Willis did not just show up on the street, knew the cameras were on, and decided to stop and help somebody, a lady on the street, by giving her, I guess it was some Nike gear or whatever he gave her. Yeah. It sounds like that was just a genuine moment.
It's unfortunate that we have so many skeptics that would maybe even assume that, but I can assure you with 100% certainty, he had absolutely, he don't even know who videoed it to this day. You know, he has that. That's just who he is. And I could tell you examples of this last bowl game we've gone to. Of course, people saying, "Hey, you shouldn't play. You're going to be a first round draft pick." Man, he walks in my office. That's never an issue for him, coach. You know I'm finishing. Then you go to the bowl game. He still has all that going on. You have these community service projects throughout the week of the bowl. You know that we try to assign to different position groups so everybody doesn't have to do all of them. Heck, Malik wants to go to multiple ones. And there's no cameras on him then. That's just who he is.
We're talking to Liberty head football coach Hugh Freeze. Now, coach, what is his biggest strength? You know, we see the big arm. We see the mobility. We see he can adjust to different situations. But what is his biggest strength?
His big strength is his athleticism. I mean, look at what the game is doing today. I don't get to watch a ton of NFL games, but I do get to watch the playoffs because our seasons are over then, and everyone is struggling to protect the quarterback. These D-lines are so good, and very few offensive lines can consistently protect them, and so the way it seems the game is being played now, those quarterbacks that have the ability to extend plays, that extend drives, are invaluable. Now, you can't just run around and do anything. You've got to be an accurate arm and strong arm, and he's got all of that. And so I think the sky's the limit. This guy's only played quarterback 2 years, and there's so much that he can learn. And it's like I would tell these general managers, what he doesn't know, he doesn't know. You know, it's not that he can't. There's still so much more to that position that he's going to grow into. And I think he's durable. He's strong. He has great balance. And he picks up football IQ stuff pretty dang good. And you combine that with his athleticism, and I really think I don't know how long or what time frame it will be, but I think somebody's going to be really, really, really glad they have him.
And I
tell you this, I have a college mind, and I do think the game is changing. I think the NFL is becoming more like the college game every year because I know I clinic with some of them, and they're asking me all these questions. But I know this, I'd take Derrick Henry and Malik Willis on short yardage with zone read any day of the week and every day.
Hey, I echo that sentiment, I tell you, especially Derrick Henry.
I would let them, hey, either you got to stop Derrick Henry inside zone, and if you want to add to that, then you got to stop Malik Willis on pulling it. I like that short yardage package.
Now, how was that transition for Malik coming from Auburn to Liberty? Because it's going to be sort of the same transition, you know, leaving college and coming to the NFL because, like you said, there are things he doesn't know, and there are things he's going to learn, and he's a willing learner. But how was that transition for him coming from a bigger university to Liberty, and now, you know, him obviously making the transition to the NFL?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with being bigger or smaller. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with just the system and how similar they are. And so he came from Auburn to ours, which are two totally different systems, and And he picked up on ours really well. Now you're going to multiply that times five, moving from our system to, you know, the NFL system. The great thing is you also multiply the time he has to learn by five. You know, I can only have 4 hours a day with him. You know, you can multiply that as much as they want. And he's willing to sit in the film room and learn. So is there going to be a learning curve? Sure. Biggest learning curve is the speed of the game has to speed up for him. His reads have to speed up. His drops have to speed up because he's playing against the best athletes in the world. But I'm not concerned at all that he will not be able to comprehend with the time they have to coach him and teach him the system.
Last thing, because we always wonder with the athletic ability and the running ability, because it is, you know, we've seen a play out here and guys like Marcus Mariota and others, Vince Young, over the years. Can he make the throws at this level? In your opinion, you've seen him. We obviously saw his pro day and the throws. But at the NFL level, do you believe, in your opinion, he can make all the throws?
There's no question. Now, whether or not the timing is right and all of that, there is no way anyone can argue he can't make all the throws. I mean, the Senior Bowl had him as the highest RPMs on the balls in the last 15 years of any Senior Bowl participant. So, I mean, you know, there's no question. You go out there against air right now, and he will make every single throw from every hash to every spot on the field physically. And now it's a matter of you got to do it when it's live at the right timing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I hope Mike Vrabel and some offensive folks for the Titans are listening to this interview. They probably got pretty geeked and pretty excited because they probably want to mold this play.
I think it's a great fit. Yeah, I do. I think it's a great fit. I think that coaching staff does a great job, and I look forward to seeing what happens.
Hugh, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for doing this and lending a little insights on Malik Willis, and we'll talk to you down the road. Best of luck this upcoming season.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, that is Liberty head football coach Hugh Freeze, and he's been at Liberty 3 years, and they've gone to the bowl or gone to a bowl game the last 3 years. He's had a lot of success. He's 26-11 at Liberty. We'll come back and discuss some things you just heard about Malik Willis. Derek, I want to get your thoughts on what Coach Freeze just said. We'll do that on the other side. DDC, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.